This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Rabbi Sait, the sugya at hand that we're learning is the Zman HaChiyuv of the Isa, Zman HaChiyuv of Chala, when a person is Mechuyev in Hafrashas Chala. And there are a few Mishnayas that seem to besaiser each other. So we start with the Mishnah in Perek Beis. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey says the following: Hamafresh chalosei kemach eina chala vegezel biyad koyin. Somebody is mafresh while it's kemach, it's nothing, and it's gezel biyad koyin. Ha'isa atzma chayeves v'chala. And the kemach, im yesh bo keshir, chayeves b'chala. V'asur lazarim divrei Rabbi Yeshua, v'amr lo ma'ise, v'kiv shezokin zar, amr lem avu kil kolasma v'tikin la'acherim. So the isa itself, that then it is chayev b'chala. So you have kemach is nothing. Isa is something. That's all we know from the Mishnah. The Rosh says the reason why kemach is not a good afrosh is because reishis arisay seichem. Aval bishetumer meiser kachi b'shibolim hasam rabbi kro. So there is a special ribui legabe trumo meiser that it's kodesh b'shibolim. Nevertheless, regarding chala, it can't be kemach. What about Nesinas Hamayim? What about Nesinas Hamayim? What's the halacha regarding Nesinas Hamayim? So that's Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Oichlin arai mina isa ad shetizgalgel bechitim v'tetamtem b'tzayirim. Why sa'irim is tetamtem? Because if you are lush sa'irim too much, then it falls apart. So that's why the lushin of Gilgul and chitim, because it has more gluten in it. The chitim, I assume, is the gluten that makes it more soft. So the more that you are megalgul, so gilgul bechitim, ayichol menu chayav misa. And then kivan shenaisenes samayim magbeas chalasa. So the Mishnah is already very ambiguous. It's mashma that you need to have gilgul in order to be chayav misa. But once mayim is in there, you could already take off challah. But it doesn't seem to be that it has kol dine isa once you have nesinas hamayim, right? Chayiv, you could. So mimanefshach, is it a isa or is it not an isa? Very unclear from the Mishnah, right? That's so the big problem and the big nakuda that we really have to be mevarer over here is what is this stage of kivan shinay senes esamayim magbez chalasa. Where does this stage come from? There's a few stages in the sugya of Isa. There's kemach. There's nesina samayim. And then there's Gilgul. So there, all of these stages we have to understand. And then there's Afia. Then there's Afia, which is the fourth stage, is Afia. So each one, what's the ramifications? So let's look at the Rosh. Things start with, I think it's a good place to start off from, actually, before we start with the Rosh, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis says that Makadish be milve enu mekudeshes, and the Gemara goes on a discussion whether the money, if somebody's Makadish be achoysai, Makadish achoysai with money, so does she keep the money? Hare Adam Yodea that Kiddushin be achoysai doesn't work. So obviously he's giving it a shame matana. So the Gemara brings Araya also. From if somebody is mafresh chalasei kembach and he gives it biyad koyin, so it says it's gezel biyad koyin. Why? Everybody knows that you can't be mafresh chalosei kemach. So obviously he's giving it l'shem matana. So why is it gezel? So the Gemara says, no, over there, the Kohen thinks that maybe it's because of a zaydika reason. But Rashi says over there, by mafresh chalosei kemach, the reason why it doesn't work, it's because it's written, reishis harisei seichem ksiv. That's what Rashi writes. Ask the Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Mem Vav, why does Rashi say, because of reishis harisei seichem, why is that different than what's written in Hilchas Truma Sumaisers, that it's also over there also by Truma written, it's written Reishis de Gancha, and Lahadainu Lachar Mirach de Idgan, Vafal Pichain, we know in Migdimu Beshibalim, Truma say Truma, like it's written Maseches Brachis and other places in Shas. So why is it that if you're Magdim Beshibalim, it works, and over here too, if you're Magdim while it's Kemach, it should also work? Hare, it's written by Chala. I mean, he doesn't speak this out, but it's written by Chala that it's the Lashon Truma, right? Varishon Rashis Truma Lashem. It's written in the Psukim of Chala, the Inyan of Truma. So if that's a Truma, so just like by Hilchas Truma Sumaisres, Higdima Bashibalim helps. Over here also it should help. Very, very good question. Says the Ramban, first Teretz, you're right. Ikala Meimer, over there there's a special Ribui. It shouldn't work by Higdimu Bashibalim. Really, Higdimu Bashibalim is nothing. But Hosam Rabbi Rachmana Dechsiva Ari Maisim Mimenai Truma Lashem Maiser Ben Amaiser Veloi Truma Gedoyle Trumas Maiser Ben Amaiser. Umakmila Bashigdimu Levi Lakoyan Bashibalim. So there's a special Ribui Memela Shemin the Chayelish and Maiser Bashibalim. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. But then the Ramban says Veli Nire. I don't know this Li Nire. Does it mean he's falling off from the Pasuk Rashis Arishay Sechem or not? But he says like this, Li Nire, Chala is exactly like Truma. And just like by Truma, it's written, Dagon Veloi Pachas Mishlish, over here too, Isa Veloi Kemach. And just like by Truma, it's written, Oichlin Arai, Ve'imtaram Truma Say Truma, Avhacha, Oichlin Arai, Achetis Galgel. But once you put mayim and you're mafresh, and you are mafresh, chalosei chala. In other words, there are different stages in ilchas chala. There is kemach and there's nesina samayim. Nesina samayim is the gancha. Beforehand, it's like it's not even igdibu bashibolim. It's like a koidem havos shlish. It's like pachas mishlish. And he explains, kitzroi shel davar. Kemach is kepeirois mechuborim. Here he says mechuborim, and on the bottom they don. It's l'chayra beforehand just said koidem shevio shlish. But the Rashba and Ritva, they explain it means koidem shevio shlish. Nosen mayim is like tolash veloi mireach, and he didn't do miruach. And Gilgul is like Miruach. So you have three stages. The Ramban, the Ritva speaks this out, that there are three stages. So according to the Ramban, Chala and Truma is exactly the same. And once you put in the water, it's like there's a shame Truma already. But you can't do everything you want. So L'chayra Alpanav, it seems to be, that the machlokes is between the Rashi and the Ramban, it seems to be, is that if Nesina Samayim has a shame Truma or a chalois shame chalami de'oraisa, any level of de'oraisa. That's what the amateur would say. Right.
And Kemach, he says, doesn't say the mush of Mayim, Nesina Samayim, right? He says Kemach.
Right. Right.
It's not Arisei Seichem.
But he doesn't talk about Mayim.
He doesn't speak about Nesina Samayim. So
right.
There's no
why Li Nira? Obviously, he held Rashi, didn't hold that way. That's all I'm saying.
And he's arguing with Rishai Arisei Seichem, he's arguing with Rashi. What exactly is the Ramban
arguing on? This is what I wanted to don with you on. In other words, he brings Rashi, Rishai Arisei Seichem, he asks a question.
Also there it says the Gancha.
So he says, Veli Nire. That Nesina Samayim.
That is arguing, I'm not sure. I'm not
Well, in other words, he doesn't need. In other words, he doesn't need a putt. According to the Ramban is basically saying that Rashi says that the reason why by kemach mafresh chalosei kemach doesn't work is because it's written reishis arisoisechem. The Ramban doesn't need you to say that. The reason why is because it's like tvuah shalei aviyu shlish. So it seems, but he, in order to do that, he started splitting levels. By Rashi, you're going to say he's davka talking about kemach, but once you have mayim in there, it could be it's called a risoisechem. The Gemara, okay, but the Mishnah says once you're megalgil, you're chayav misa. Mashma, before Gilgul, you're not chayav misa. So what is it? Yeah. What? Okay, we'll get to the Yerushalmi in a moment. Okay, fine. So the Rosh in Paragimel, Mishnah Hay, says something very important. Gimel Aleph. It says, Oichlin Arai Mina Isa Achit is Galgal Bechidiv Tam Besayim. Gilgal Bechidiv Tam Besayim, I'm going to have Misa. Kivan Shehina Isenes is Hamayim Magbeas Chalosa. So says the Rash, Toy Vayoshatam de Mazal Besoif. However, Takona de Rabbanan Ibe Isa Betahara. There's a Takona de Rabbanan, Shtemar Isha Lavish Chalosa. Says the Rash, it's only a de Rabbanan. Aye, he asks the question that is in Yerushalmi. V'hotek yomar, but Yerushalmi, kiven shnes amayim, zu yirashis arisei seichem. There is a Yerushalmi that says, once you put in the mayim, yirashis arisei seichem, asmachta ba'almehi. Says the Rosh, it's only a derabanan. So the reason why you're able to be mafresh chala when there's mayim inside the kemach, is purely a derabanan. And it makes a lot of sense. Because midaraisa, it's only got a shame isa that you're chayav misa once there's gilgul. But once you put water inside the kemach, it's nothing. So why does it work? It's only derabanan.
And then you're chayav again?
So what's. So you're asking on the Rosh.
Stop
14,
obviously. What's he saying about it?
14. Yes, they go back and forth. The Maram shift goes back and forth on this.
Okay, and Rab Aaron says what?
Okay, so Rab Aaron in Zroyim, we looked up the Rab Aaron in Masechet Zroyim, says that the Rosh means only according to the Man de'Amar that Chalab is Man Azid Rabbanan. The Rosh is only talking about the Man de'Amar of Chalab is Man Azid Rabbanan. But according to the Man de'Amar that Chalab is Man Azid Raisa, he can't say this pshat because, like Rabbi Rafi is saying, how could it be possible that you're mafresh chal at the beginning and at the end you're going to be putter? It doesn't, it doesn't go. The magia on Mishnah Serba Aaron.
And if you burn it before.
That's the very Rav.
She's Tahara, she wants to give it, get it out of here. Bye. The queen's waiting for her to do the
thing. Did I watch him come up also? Like come up?
No. First, it's not come up here.
But if you're on the rice, if the rice is garnished, then it's
no, come up if you make it out.
Oh, so that's what that's right.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a vort of Al-Tanai, even though...
Rabbanan made it.
Chacham made it Al-Tanai. So the magia on Mishnah Serav Aaron, I think there's what to develop on that mahalach. Although it's definitely mechudish because there's another sugya of Tanai with kemach, and they don't seem to bring it down over here. He would have said something about Tanai. It's very ambiguous. It's very bekitzer the Rosh. So bekitzer the magia on Reb Aaron, which is I think it's Reb Baruch Shmuel Deutsch Shlita. He doesn't understand what Reb Aaron is saying. How could you say it's only derabanan going according to the Man de'Amar that is derabanan and his lashon over there is davar zitzerach bir lechayra moide arash deafrasha mesinas amayim moyelus mina tayro ella derabanan tiknu shedafka az tofrish. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? it's Vada, this is the Magia on Reb Aaron, which is a big Rosh Hashiva, that the Hafrashim and the Sinas Amayim Avada helps Minat Torah. How could you say it's only the it's not Moyel Minat Torah, it's only the Rabbanan. El the Rabbanan Tikna Shadavka Az Tafrish.
Oh, yeah. Nobody says that's the
Rabbanan. But what does that mean? So Rabbanan say you're being able to Mimafrish even as the Raisa, so Rafi wants to say it's Al Tanai. There's no Gzeres HaKosev on that. That's the second pshat in the Rash. Inam Yashmein and the Menesina Samayim Karina Risaisech HaMashma B'Deraisa. Mashma, the first Teretz is not Deraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. That was Reb Aaron's Hechrech. That's Reb Aaron's Hechrech. Reb Chaim in Hilchis Bikurim Perek Ches Mishnevav also seems to say that only Meshem Isa Your Chayev, we did this Reb Chaim before on Legabe Hefker, Ba'alevi, I'm sure everybody remembers every prat in the Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim also, he goes very stark on this. He says, V'yesoid adin d'nesina samayim. He says something a little different. He says, the Nesina Samayim has no chalois shem chalami deraisa. It's just, there's a chalois shem, kriya shem you could have on the mayim. He says, like this, I'm going to read you his lashon. V'chaloi shem isa tolu rak begilgul levad. V'nesinas amayim eina shayeches klal l'din achiyuv shal chala. Nochamol. V'nesinas amayim eina shayeches klal l'din achiyuv shal chala. V'yesoy da din d'nesinas amayim niradu din nemer mesuyim l'nyadin afrosha de chala. It's not a din in the chiyuv of the isa, rather it's a din in the hafrosha. The Meshas the Sidas Amayim Chal Bei Kriyas Shem Dechala. Presto. Ve'av Al Gavdling and Chiyav Loi Chal Bei Oid Midi. Ve'in the Sidas Amayim Me'el Chal Zem Begum Chal Bei Kriyas Shem. He doesn't say what you're saying also Tanai. No, nobody mentions this Tanai so far. So it's a mahalach that if you're going to develop, you're going to have stark rias for that. Ugedisa B'Yerushalmi Shom Ve'uva B'Rambam Perakhan B'Kurem. The Akiva the Neisenes Amayim Magbes Chalosa. Who's a mikro deracious a risaisech and perisha avgav the nechiv loy chashiva kati shum shas choiva klal. He keeps on like nailing it in. Mikobakam zu xer sakosev deracious a risaisech and chalbi mikobakam afrasha de chala. From racious a risaisechem, there's a chalois shame. So the Rosh is saying it's an asmachta ba'alma. Reb Chaim is not saying it's an asmachta ba'alma. He's saying that we use it to say that there's betzim, you start a chaleis chiyav. So it seems to be that it's that there's some chaleis that happened already now. So what's pshat? I want to tell you a story that I found in a sefer called Shiurei Harav. It brings down over there the following. That Reb Chaim would send his children to be mashgiach on Afiyas HaMatzah. One time, they asked his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, if you should be medakdek to say, L'shem Matzah Mitzvah, already Mishas Nesina Samayim. Should you be medakdek to say, L'shem Matzah Mitzvah, already Menesina Samayim? Or Dafka Mishas Alisha? So Reb Chaim answered, Vada you need Mishas Nesina Samayim, because you can already take off challah from Shas Nesina Samayim. So after Reb Moshe Soloveitchik went out of the room, Reb Chaim grabbed him and told him, the emes it's tully and two pshatim in the Yerushalmi. What's the two pshatim in the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi on the Mishnah says like this. Mishnah Yerushalmi, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says like this. Oichlin arai mina isa achetis galgel. So what is mina isa? Obviously, it's not kemach. It's isa. So it's got a shame isa. That's number one from the Mishnah you see. Before Gilgul. So it's talking about Mishnah Sinas Amayim. It's called achetis. There's an Iruv Mayim. So there's a stage of kemach, then there's a stage of Iruv Mayim with the kemach. So are you allowed to eat arai mina isa? So Amar of Chagai loyshanu el arai aval kva oser. You're not allowed to eat kva. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says it's not a raya from our Mishnah. our Mishnah, the reason why you're allowed is because it's just like taking a little bit of sip of the wine and then putting it back. Since asur lachzira, it's allowed. Rav Chagai says, no, over there's over here is different. The only time that you're allowed you're allowed is because if you're going to be kabin. But otherwise, over here, there's an isser to have achilas kvas. It seems to be Rav Chaim, based on this Shmua, understood that Rav Chagai held that there's an isser achilas kva mishas nesina samayim, means that there's a chalois shame chala already now. And the second lashon holds not that way. Now, what happened already when you put nesina samayim in the kemach? I thought of a dimyan that I was wondering if it has any validity or not. In Hilchas Lisha of Maseches Shabbos, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi, mishas nesina samayim in the kemach. Was there a maisa lisha? So maybe there's a chalois already. By the time you put in the water, is there a chalais? So Rabbi Chaim said, you have to have kavanah, l'shem ases mitzvah is going to be tully in this Yerushalmi. That means according to Rabbi Yossi, nothing happened when you put the mayim in. So what does nothing happen? There's two pshatim, nothing happened. Either the Rosh, that it's an asmachta be'alma, or like Rabbi Chaim is saying in Sefer, that it's reishis arisoy seichem legabe kriyas shem. But not legabi the chiyuv of chala. And then the third pshat is going to be l'chayra the Ramban and the Ridva and other Rishonim, that once you put in water, it's like havos shlish. So there's an achilas kva. And according to Rabbi Chaim, saying maybe that's Rabbi Chagai in the Gemara that there's an iser achilas kva once you have water inside the isa. But backtracking to what we were saying beforehand, so putting in water in the Isa, why would it work on a deraisa level? Rabbi Chaim is saying that it works legabi kriya shem. What's the hesber why it would work al kriya shem on a deraisa dika level? So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and then the Levush and others, they call it that there was a shem Isa. So I think they learned from the pasuk Reishis Arisoy Seichem, and that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that it has a shame Isa. And what does Reishis Arisoy Seichem mean? So it means it's already getting a haschala of a shame Isa. I saw in the Sefer Shirav he says that there's different places we see Reishis. Either it means Reishis Arisoy Seichem means it's your mufcher. It's the best of your Arisay Seichem, or maybe it's the Haschala of your... You can also explain Reishis as the Haschala of Arisay Seichem. Like it says, Bereishis bara Elohim, Unkla says, Bekadimu. The Yerushalmi says, Tirgam Unkla is Bekadimin, bara Elohim. Right? So, at the beginning of your stages of Chala, you could start thinking of Chala once in Sinas Amayim. But if you're going to say that there's no chiyuv, obviously it's a special din. Reb Chaim calls it kriya shem. Rafi wants to say some type of tanai, but tanai is something by kemach, so it's not going to make a difference, only dafka mayim. But there is something that's going on now. I'll just read you the lashon of the Levush, which is going in the Shulchan Aruch, which is going in the Rosh, which the Rosh is not saying like the Ramban about Miruach. He's holding that there's the Rosh says, Mefurish Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, that before Gilgal Isa, it's not called a shame Isa. So why is it? So why is it that it helps? So the Levush says like this. We're going to end off with this Levush. The Levush says, I'm not saying that there's any chiddush over here. This is the impression I'm getting for the sugya. Me'ei masai mafrishen chala mishit en amayim v'yeari v'kemach b'mayim v'yedabik liyos guf echad. So it's mashma, there's epis, a dibuk of something coming together. What we have to figure out is what is the status. Reb Chaim says it's something to do with a kriyas shem, which is a chida. For me, it's a chida. At least I don't understand. Reb Aaron says it's only a derabanan and a smachta be'alma. The Magia doesn't seem to have a problem saying it's a deraisa, but how does that work? Maybe it's a special ribuy akrof in the Yerushalmi of Reishis Arisay Sechem. Rafi says it's a Tanai, but then he has to explain why that's different than Kemach. So like, there's a lot of stuff going on over here. And then you have to get onto the, once you're going to say that it's an, once you're going to say that there is some type of chalois, it has to be Dafka Ba'oida Isa. And should you wait lechatchila towards the end? And we said a nafka, geshmaka nafka mina, is whether you have to have kavanah l'shem matzas mitzvah already by putting in the water. All right, shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.